The Lord be with you.
Welcome
to the Lord's house on this 19th Sunday after Pentecost. Jesus urges us to cry out to him day and night, and we learn what our liturgy each Sunday has to do with that crying out day and night. Let me know if there are people you know of that I should be inviting to our Real Life class, or if you're interested in being part of the Real Life membership class. Trunk or treat sign up is in the narthex. Anything else we need to know about that? Ken, or I don't think Ron's here, but Ken, anything we need to know about trunk or treat?
Just show up.
Okay, and sign up in the narthex. Perfect. Thank you. There's a sign up for playing service music on Christmas Eve for our young people. There's also an All Saints list, I believe, out there. If you know people who have died in the faith since last All Saints Day, indicate their names there, and we will include them in our remembrance on the first Sunday in November. Invite somebody you know to Bible class this week with you. In our prayers today, we include Erin Rhine, daughter-in-law of the Rhines, as she's waiting for more test results and for announcement about treatment. Sunday school today, story of Joseph. What do you do whenever somebody's actions make it awfully difficult to forgive them? We'll find out. Any other announcements that need to be made today, or prayer requests?
Can we just pray for my dad? He's still got this lower respiratory infection, and he's not feeling well. Coming back to the doctor probably.
We will include Bob in our prayers also. We'd like to rehearse a hymn that we haven't sung for a few years, hymn number 910, if you'll pull that out. We'll just go through it once now, and then we will, in the service, we'll actually sing it twice through. The first time through just normally, and I'll remind you of this when we get to it in the service, but the second time that we go through it, we'll start out quietly and then build in volume as we go. This time, just regular to practice it, hymn 910.
Silence now the music.
We ask for the Lord's blessing on worship this day and know that He will bless us as we cry out to Him day and night, and He comes and answers us in this divine service.
The Divine Service, page 167. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You may kneel or sit for confession. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Father, welcome all his children.
the Kyrie, page 168. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, almighty and everlasting God, you commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Genesis 32. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had, and Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 2 Timothy 3 and 4. As for you, remain in what you have learned and be given faith, because you know from whom you learned, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are able to wisen you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God. It is beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for restoring, and for raising in righteousness, that the person of God might be proficient, because he has been equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is about to judge the living and the dead, and in light of his appearing kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be ready in good times and bad. Convict, reprove, and comfort with all patience and instruction. Do so because the time will come when people will not be interested in sound teaching. Instead, because they have itching ears, they will accumulate teachers to suit their own desires. Their ears will turn from the truth and be turned to myths. As for you, be sober in all things. Bear hardship patiently. Do the work of one who proclaims the good news. Fulfill your ministry. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him, saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continued coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We will sing the hymn two times through, one time at normal volume and the second starting quietly and then building in volume as it goes along.
The silence, now the peace.
man's epiphany. Now the Father's blessing. Now, now, now.
The word of God that calls for our attention on this Lord's Day is from the Gospel, Luke chapter 18, especially where Jesus urges us to cry out day and night. And since we'll be taking a look at our liturgy, as we do once a year today, if you'll turn to back in your liturgy to page 167, you can follow along through the service as we go through it. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus tells this story of a widow who has a need and a judge who doesn't give a rip about her. But finally the judge helps her out because she keeps pestering him. And the widow represents us. The judge represents God. Does that mean God doesn't care about us? And that prayer is nothing more than just nagging God until he gives us what we want? No. Jesus is teaching us that if an earthly judge who doesn't care about people still gave to this woman what she needed, how much more our Heavenly Father is going to listen to us and give us what we need, because he actually cares about us. This is why we can cry out to him day and night. What are the first words that are spoken every Sunday in the liturgy? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The words, the name that was placed on you at the most important event in your entire life, your baptism, when the judge made you his child, so that you know when you cry out to him day and night, he is listening. There is no doubt. Your Father, since he invites you to cry out day and night, I think it's a good thing that he neither slumbers nor sleeps, otherwise he wouldn't be able to be listening and responding to you. It's also true, if you're crying out day and night, that your bed should be an altar where you cry out to him day and night as you go to sleep and when you wake up. Your table should be an altar where you cry out to him before you eat and after you eat. Your workplace or your school should be an altar where you cry out to him as you do your daily vocation. Every place you go on this earth becomes an altar where you can cry out to your Lord day and night. And then you might say, well, if I can pray to God anywhere, why bother coming to God's house for the divine service? Because while it is true you can cry out to God anywhere, it is here that you hear the clear answer to your prayers. You hear him answer as he splashes his answer on you, as he speaks his answer to you from the scripture, as he serves his answer to you in the Lord's Supper. And by the way, those are the three parts of the Lord's Supper, of the service each Sunday: baptismal absolution, the speaking of the scriptures, and the serving of Christ's supper. These are the way that you who wrestle with God all week, the way Jacob did, get to hold on to your Lord so that he gives you a blessing, the way Jacob held on to the Lord. And you get to see God face to face and yet stay alive. Your Lord says, you're my child. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I've made you my child. But you and I should be, when we look at our lives, responding, but I've left your family. You can tell by my thoughts, my words, my deeds, by what I've done, by what I've left undone. And so we cry out to our Lord in the confession in the middle of 167. Forgive us, renew us, lead us. Don't let us die in our sins, Lord. And we get his clear answer to our crying out day and night. I forgive you all your sins. And I do it with the very same name that I placed on you at your baptism, so that you know that you are still my child and that the water of the font is still washing you clean of your sin. You are forgiven. But we continue to cry out on page 168. If we've already received his forgiveness, why do we cry out again in the Kyrie? Because while we've received forgiveness, we continue to look around at our lives. We continue to look around at our world. We continue to look around at the people who are with us in this world, and we say, there's still suffering going on. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. By the way, when we speak those words, as when we're speaking almost all the rest of the words in the liturgy, we're speaking words that have been used by Christians for over 1,500 years to cry out to God day and night. So on the top of page 170, we cry out to God yet again, this time not asking him for something, but praising him because of what he's done for us. We sing with the Christmas angels, glory to God in the highest. Or on page 171 with the Revelation angels, worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. So the collect on page 172 is another way that we cry out to the Lord. This time, each collect of the day is thinking ahead to the readings that are going to happen and pleading with God on the basis of those readings. And so today, Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? So what do we pray for in the collect? That he would give us his Holy Spirit that we may persevere with steadfast faith. Lord, don't let us lose the trust in you that you have given us. God gives us a clear answer to that plea. He gives us a clear answer in the readings for the day. Old Testament, Epistle, Gospel. Today's epistle tells us about those readings. He says, Paul was talking to Timothy and to us, remain in what you have learned. Why? Because I bet you have itching ears like I do. You want to hear that God doesn't care about your gossip, that your lust is not damnable. He wants you, your ears want to believe that your feeble prayer life is sufficient, that God's going to overlook your silence regarding abortion, that God is going to overlook your weak attempts to care for your marriage, that God's going to overlook your laziness in the workplace, that God is going to overlook those complaints in your heart that he's given to other people more than he's given you. This is why our Lord gives us the scriptures for teaching, reproving, restoring, and raising in righteousness. So in the end, we cry out to our God day and night, Lord, change my heart. And he does it using those very same scriptures which are inspired by God and therefore able to wizen you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. God has given his Son to die for you. Not so that you can go back into that world and continue your ungodly behavior, but so that you can go out into that world confident that you are covered in Christ's forgiveness and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb that has set you free to be people of God, to live like it. So what does Paul tell Timothy? And by the way, every pastor who's come since, proclaim the good news and fulfill your ministry, he says. What good news is he talking about? The good news that your death has been died, that your debt has been paid, that your life has been restored, that a place is being prepared for you. All because Jesus hung on that cross dead and then climbed out of his grave alive for you. You can cry out to him day and night to provide justice, and he provides justice. Justice demands that hell be paid for your sin. The scripture says hell has been paid for your sin by Jesus when he was hanging on that cross. And now, what has he done for you? He has given to you not hell, but a heaven waiting for you. And a life that you get to live for your Lord while you're on the way to that heaven that is waiting for you. This is what the scriptures and the sermon, let's see, that would be the top of page 174, and the hymn of the day are all about. What your Lord has done for you. By the way, the sermon is not the most important thing in the service. The scripture readings and the Holy Supper are the most important things in the service. What the sermon does is helps you to understand how that scripture applies to your life and prepares you to receive the Holy Supper of your Lord. By the way, the hymns also are not like interludes, empty interludes or some kind of halftime entertainment for us. They're mini sermons. They're helping us to reflect on the readings or to respond to the readings. And so today's hymns are mostly about the divine service, what's happening in worship and how we can cry out to our Lord day and night. The rest of page 174 and 175, you and I get to confess the Christian faith that has been confessed by Christians since the 300s AD in these very words, and that is being confessed right now, this very moment, by Christians all around the world who are gathering for worship. These words also fill in the gaps, because we don't get to hear the whole of Scripture every Sunday. So this tells us summarizes what the whole of Scripture teaches us about our God, even the parts that we haven't read today. Page 175, the prayer of the church gives voice to our crying out day and night. We plead for ourselves, for other people, for our country, for our congregation. Then the offering, the bottom of 175, we tend to think of that as, this is our way of kind of repaying God. No, this is God's way of letting us participate in his saving work. And you can say, I don't care much about God's saving work, so I'm not going to think too much about how much I give. I'll just pull out my wallet or my purse when I get to church and see if there's any money in there and drop a little in. Or you can say, what an amazing privilege to be able to participate in God's work. I'm going to set aside 5, 10, 20% of what he has given to me as part of participating and as a thank you for getting to participate in what he has done for me. The offertory then on the top of page 174 continues that thought. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I'm not just going to give money. I'm going to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, my entire life offered up to my Lord in thanksgiving as I call on the name of the Lord, cry out to him day and night. Page 177, we assure each other, the Lord's with you. You assure me, the Lord is with you too. We know he's with us. He's just spoken to us. He's about to serve to us his body and his blood. We beg one another, lift up your filthy heart to be cleansed. And then lift up your hearts in praise to our God, which is exactly what we do in the proper preface at the bottom of 177. We thank God for what he's done for us in Christ Jesus, which leads us to praise him, top of 178, with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. That is, not only with the angelic beings, but also with your brothers and sisters in Christ who have gone before you in faith and are now part of that heavenly host. So what's going on here? When we sing the Sanctus, we're echoing the angels and archangels' words from Isaiah 6, holy, 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 but we're also echoing the words of the earliest saints, those who are now part of the company of heaven, as they, what they sang as Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey so that he could exit Jerusalem carrying a cross to make you part of that company of angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. We say, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, because he who came into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey is coming into our midst on bread and wine, which he makes to be Christ's body and blood for us. What an amazing gift. The prayers then continue on the bottom of page 178. By the way, you'll notice the prayers really started with the prayer of the church on 175, but they continued with the offering, with the offertory, with the preface, with the Sanctus, and now they're going to conclude with the prayer of thanksgiving on the bottom of 178 and the Lord's Prayer at the top right of 179. We don't know exactly the words that Jesus prayed on the night that he was betrayed and gave us the supper, But we know the sort of prayers that were prayed by the Jews at the Passover, and this prayer of thanksgiving reflects it. And what better prayer to pray as we cry out to the Lord day and night than the one he taught us that concludes, deliver us from evil. We're pleading with him, and he answers our plea. He says, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood, in the words of our Lord. You see what's happening? That's the body and the blood that deliver you from evil. The body and the blood that give to you real peace. Page 180, the peace of the Lord that is with you always. And leads us to plead, to cry out, yet again, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us too. Have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. And again, we get his clear answer. We not only cry out, but we hear him say, here, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world for you. The high point of the entire service. As you get to do what Jacob did, see the Lord face to face and still live. Here, O my Lord, I see you face to face. Here, would I touch and handle things unseen? And when we have been given that gift, forgiveness, life, salvation, the body and blood of Jesus, what else would we do but cry out, bottom of page 181, thank the Lord and sing his praise, or top of page 182, echoing old Simeon, who saw the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, now you can let your servant go in peace. We've just received the Lord Jesus. We can say, Lord, I'm ready to go in peace. I'm ready to die now. Because my own eyes have seen your salvation. My own mouth has tasted your salvation. And we cry out one more time at the top of 183. Use that body and blood that you have just given to us, that salutary gift, to strengthen us in faith toward you, so that when the Son of Man comes, he does find faith in us on this earth, and in fervent love toward one another, so that others, especially our enemies, see by the way that we treat them, your love for us. And once again, our plea is answered by the benediction, by our Lord coming to us. The oldest part of the service, 3,500 years ago, God told his priests, beginning with Aaron, to say, you say this, Yahweh bless you and keep you, Yahweh make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, Yahweh look upon you with favor and give you peace. And with those words, I will bless my people. I will put my name on my people and I will bless them. With those words, he puts his name on you and he blesses you so that you leave just like Jacob did from Peniel. You leave wearing the name of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord and ready to go back out into that world where you know that you'll be doing some wrestling with God. And where you'll be crying out to him day and night, but you've already heard his answers to your cries. He has answered you with a splash of baptismal absolution, with the words from his scriptures, with the body and blood of Jesus served to you at this altar, so that you know that your God is like that judge who helped the woman, only your God is even better because he helps you, because he cares about you. He has given his son for you. He has made you his child. So, dear Christians, keep crying out to him day and night. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand for the Apostles' Creed, page 175. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray to the God who invites us to cry out to him day and night for help. Lord Jacob wrestled with you, and he would not let you go without a blessing. When we wrestle with you and struggle with life, teach us to hold on to you in faith. Give us your blessing. Grant us patience, endurance in time of trial, and courage, so that we do not despair when we suffer for the sake of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Timothy was charged to preach the word in season and out. Provide us with faithful pastors who are faithful voices, speaking your word to your people and to those who are without the hope of Christ. Bless all workers in your church. Raise up more to serve in this world, so that when the Son of Man returns, he does find faith on this earth. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, our Savior Jesus told us about a woman who was persistent and received justice. Make us diligent in prayer. Give to us comfort in crying out to you day and night so that we do not forsake you or grow weary in doing good. We repent for being upset with you because of our impatience. Set our hearts right with your forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, our world is filled with so many threats and terrors. We confess that we sometimes grow cynical against those you have placed over us in civil government. We cry out to you now on their behalf. Give to us godly leaders who seek your word, who work for the good of all, who defend your gifts of life and of marriage. And make us good citizens who use the gift of liberty for noble purposes. Grant to us courage to defend the unborn, the aging, and all those who cannot defend themselves. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, deliver the sick from their afflictions. Grant peace to those who are troubled in mind. Be with the dying and console the grieving. Especially we cry out to you for Aaron, for Bob, for Holly, Joshua, Stanley, Hope, Ed, the Martinez family, Clem, John, Nina, Brian, Norman, Norma, Matt, Tara, Charles, Barb, Kathy, Sherry, Alvin, Jeanette, Herb, Parker, and Reagan. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, amid all the changes and chances of this mortal life, we cry to you. Be our anchor in the storm of life. Secure us against disaster. Remind us constantly that Christ has given us a future greater than the best or worst that this life can bring. Bless the work of St. Mark, Emmanuel, and Redeemer congregations. Guide our work in this Christ our Savior family. Especially show us if a music school will serve your purposes here. Lord, in your mercy. Unworthy though we are, Lord, we come at your invitation, washed in the blood of the Lamb. So prepare us to receive with faith and with repentance the blessed food of your Son's body and blood. Let this communion bear in our lives the fruits of faith and holiness and righteousness and service. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we rejoice with Leslie that you have baptized her into Jesus' death and resurrection. We give thanks for the legacy of faith and works left to us by Lillian and Mark and all the saints. Give to us joy as we cry to you and hear your answer each Sunday in absolution, scripture, and communion. Remove our laziness and misplaced priorities that keep us from your house and deepen our desire to receive your gifts and worship. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts, them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, Holy. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take.
take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sin. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you. You cry out to your Lord day and night, and he answers. He has given to you his body, his blood, his forgiveness. Go with his peace.
Of grace and peace from absolution flow. The pastor's words are Christ for us to trust. Children, listen here, receive, and they are fed. Christ fills them with himself, blessed words that give them life, restoring and refreshing them for this world's strife. The gifts are in the feast, gifts far more than we see.
you let the crime start to shift, have you shed the forgiveness of your sin? This is the true blood of Christ. Shed the blood of Christ. This is the true blood of Christ. Shed the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We cry out to your Lord day and night, and the answers he has given to you, Christ. His body, his blood, his forgiveness, go with his peace.
Conversation, we speak to God in prayer, and at His conversation in
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.